With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades Carney. As the number of coronavirus cases grows in Montana, public health officials and researchers say smoke from the upcoming wildfire season could make people more susceptible to catching the virus and make patient outcomes more deadly. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton explains.
As wildfire seasons become more intense, researchers have been looking into the impacts wildfire smoke has on public health. These days, they're focused on how harmful particles in smoke could make COVID-19 infections worse. Dr. John Balmes is a medical researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, and UC Berkeley School of Public Health.
There's already fairly good evidence from China, Italy, and one important study in the U.S. to suggest that people that are infected with the virus who are exposed to fine particulate pollution have increased risk of severe COVID-19 and death.
Fine particulate pollution, known as PM2.5, can bypass the body's natural defenses and is known to cause a myriad of health issues. Balmes points to preliminary research coming out of Harvard that suggests increasing average PM levels in a particular county by just 1 microgram is associated with an 8% increase in COVID-19 deaths.
We had bad air quality in the San Francisco Bay Area in the midst of November 2018, our levels were, for several days, were as high as 200 micrograms per meter cubed.
During Montana's historic 2017 wildfire season, more than 1 million acres burned. According to one study, particulate readings in Sealy Lake that summer at times exceeded 1,000 micrograms. These intense, short-term smoke events can increase the average PM exposure well beyond the 1 microgram increase used in the Harvard study. Forecasts show Montana could face an above-normal fire season this year. Researchers say more study is needed to fully understand the issue, but they say we know enough to expect that large amounts of wildfire smoke in the air will make COVID-19 patient outcomes more deadly, both in the near and long term. There's also concern about smoke exposure making people more susceptible to catching the disease this upcoming winter when a second wave is expected. Aaron Landguth at the University of Montana recently published a study showing that influenza case numbers spiked by 3 to 5 times during winters that followed intense fire seasons.
And so 50 out of the 51 counties essentially that we looked at came back positively associated with this effect.
Landguth is adapting her study to examine that same correlation with COVID-19. She says a similar effect is likely given the strong results from her study on influenza. While ongoing research on COVID-19 and air pollution is painting an ominous picture, there are efforts to mitigate the impact.
So, this is a basic fan, right? Just got this from local hardware store. Cost $17. Not too much money.
Amy Sillenberg with the environmental nonprofit Climate Smart Missoula is standing next to a table in her backyard just outside of town. She's filming a video demonstrating how to make a portable air cleaner for under $45.
And you can also at the hardware store buy a filter. And you can put it together.
Sillenberg says a filter with a high enough rating can simply be taped to the back of a box fan and placed in the middle of a closed-off room to filter out PM2.5 particles. In the past, Climate Smart and the Missoula City County Health Department have worked to buy portable high-efficiency air or HEPA filters to borrow or hand out to residents who can't afford them. The machines run anywhere from $100 to $1,000. Missoula City County Health Department Air Specialist Sarah Cofield explains finding cheap, effective ways to clean air indoors is especially important for people with underlying health conditions, making them both sensitive to smoke and at risk of a severe case of COVID-19.
The reality is the sensitive groups category is usually about 30% of a population. So if we're sitting here in Missoula County and we have over 100,000 people, that's more than 30,000 people who are what we consider sensitive to wildfire smoke and whose health is at greater risk than someone else.
Cofield and Sillenberg built a website with all the information one needs to create a clean air space. Their biggest piece of advice, COVID-19 isn't going anywhere soon. so plan out how to create that space before the smoke arrives too. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
This is Montana Public Radio.